Shalom aleichem aboisai, shalom from Yerushalayim Yirei Kodesh. Bezer Hashem Yizborach, we're about to begin the 17th and last topic of Parshas Re'eh, Shalosh Regolim. Perek Tezayin, Posuk Aleph. Shomoy Res Chodesh Ha'aviv V'asis HaPesach Ladoino Yaloihecho Ki Bechodesh Ha'aviv Hoitzi Acho Adoino Yaloihecho Mimitzrayim Loilo. Literally translated, safeguard the month of the spring, and you should bring a korban Pesach to Hashem, because it was in the month of the spring that Hashem took you out of Mitzrayim by night. So first things first, what does that mean to safeguard the month of the spring? So first of all, the word Aviv literally means the first ripening of the first grain. The first grain to ripen is barley. And when that ripens, it tells you that it's the spring. We know that on the second day of Pesach, we have to bring a korban oimel brought from the barley. We also know that the seasons of the year are determined by the solar cycle. Wherever the sun is in relationship to the earth, that's what will determine the winter and the spring and the summer and the fall. And the first ripenings of the first barley will happen in the spring, which creates a problem, because we know that in the Jewish calendar we go by the moon. The moon orbits Earth every 29 and a half days, and that makes a month. That cycle happens 12 times a year, which brings us to 354 days. The solar cycle, we know, is 11 days more than that, 365 days. Which means, if we don't do anything about it, every year Pesach will come out 11 days earlier on the solar cycle, and eventually it will no longer be in the spring, and we will not have any barley for the korban ha'omer because it didn't ripen yet. Says the Torah, Shomoy Res Chodesh Aviv, safeguard that this month always stays in the spring, namely in the time when the barley ripens. And how do you do that? Every 2 or 3 years, you're going to have to add another month, a second Adar, what we call a Shana Meuberes, an Ebru year. And that's what the Torah means when it says, Shomoy Res Chodesh Aviv, make sure that the month of Nisan, where you're making Pesach, will always be in the spring. And on that month, making Korban Pesach to Hashem, because in that month, in the spring month, Hashem is taking you out of Mitzrayim by night. We all know that we left Mitzrayim Be'etzem Ayoyim Hazeh, on Tesvov, Nisan. But our Pasuk is telling us to bring Korban Pesach on Yud Dalid, and when do we eat it? On Leil Tesvav. Says the Torah, true, you only actually left Mitzrayim physically by day on Yom Tesvav Nisan, but you were freed by Leil Tesvav Nisan. Pari by night already told you you're free to go. And that, in a certain sense, is already called Hoitziach HaShem Mitzrayim, because you are free men. Says Rashi, Shomer Es Chodesh Aviv, Mikoidem Boi Oi, before Nisan comes in, Shmoir, make sure Sheyroi LeAviv, that will be fit for the ripening of the first grain, namely the barley. Like Ribos Minchas Ha'Oimer, Vim Lav, if at the end of Adar you see it's not happening, the barley will not be ready in time for the Oimer. Abiches Hashono, add another month. Mimitzrayim Loilo. Frank Rashi, Valoy Bayoim Yotzu. We know they went out by day. Shenemar Mimochoras HaPesach, Yotzu Bnei Yisrael. The day after they shecht the Korban Pesach, that's when the Bnei Yisrael went out. Elo, Enfeld Rashi, Nefi Shebalaylo Nosanam Pari Reshus Lotzis. By night, already Pari said, you can go. Shenemar Vayikro Lomoisho Laroin Laylo Vayoim Yotzu Mitoichami, get out of here. Being that he let us go by night, that's called Itziach Lashem Mitzrayim Loilo. And over here, the Pasuk specifically talks about the Yetziyah by night, because that's coming to explain why we eat a Korban Pesach by night. Pasuk Beis, V'zavachto Pesach, L'Adonai Elohecho, Tzoynu V'kor, B'amokoy Me'ashoy V'char, Adonai L'shaken Shemoy Shom. And you shall shecht a Korban Pesach for Hashem, brought out of Tzoyn. Tzoyn includes sheep and goat. U'bokor, it can't be that you bring Korban Pesach from cattle, because in Mefurash HaPosuk and Parshas Boi, Mina Kvosim Umenoisim Tekochu. Rather, this Bokor is, if you have a large amount of people. Memuna on this Korban Pesach. And halacha is the Korban Pesach has to be eaten ala soiva. After you're full already, the Korban Pesach is meant to be a dessert. Then you got to bring a Korban Chagigo with it. A Korban Chagigo can also be brought from Boko. And where do you share the Korban Pesach and the Korban Chagigo? In a place that Hashem will choose to settle his name there, whether it be Mishkan Shiloh or Yerushalayim, depending on the time. Says Rashi, "V'zavarta Pesach Hashem lekecho tzoi, kama shenemar min hakvosim umilizim tikoch uboko tizbar lachagigo." Not going back to Korban Pesach. Shemnim nu ala Pesach habura merubo. A lot of people mevinim lachagigo. Kedei sheinech ala soida. The halacha is the Korban Pesach has to be eaten ala soiva after you're full as dessert. Many other halachos are learned out of this posuk, this soin uboko. Posuk gimel lo yisei chalolov chomeitz shivas yomim tichalolov matzois lechem oini ki vechipozoin yotzoso me'eret mitzrayim lema'an tizkoir es yoim tzeizecho me'eret mitzrayim koil yemei chayecho. Do not eat chometz together with the Korban Pesach from already before Erev Yom Tov, from the time that you could shech the Korban Pesach, from Chatzos of Yudalit and on, you may not eat chometz. And you must eat matzos for 7 days of Chag HaMatzos, lechem oini, the bread that reminds us of the affliction we went through in Mitzrayim. It also reminds us of the chipozoin. When you left Mitzrayim, was rushing you out of there. And we didn't have time for the dough to rise. We ended up with matzahs. That's also meant to remind us. So the Torah gives us two reasons to eat matzahs over here. Number one, lechem oini, to remember the affliction. And number two, to remember that the Mitzrim rushed us out of there. I'm telling you to eat Korban Pesach and matzah in order that you should remember the day you left Mitzrayim for all the days of your life. Says Rashi, lechem oini, lechem shemazkir es ha'oini shenis'anu b'mitzrayim, bread that reminds us of the affliction we went through in Mitzrayim. Ki v'chipozen yotzoso v'lo yispik botzek lehachmitz, the dough did not have a chance to rise. V'zeh l'chol izikoin, this will remind you. V'chipozoin, this rushed, lo yishelcho ha'oyot, we're not talking about you rushing, elo shel Mitzrayim, they're rushing. Shekeinu oimer, v'teches ak Mitzrayim alom, l'gor shemin ha'oretz, Mitzrayim was rushing to get us out of there. Man tizkoir, in order that you should remember, al dei achilas haPesach veHamatzo, you should remember es yoim tzeischo mi'eret Mitzrayim. Posuk yudalid v'lo yiroeh lecho se'or b'chol gevulecho shiv'as yomim v'lo yolin min habosor asher tizbach bo erev b'yom rishon laboiker. The wood se'or is the starter when you want to make other doughs rise. Before they invented yeast, so you would take dough and let it go sour, and then you would take a little bit of that sour dough and put it in the new dough that you made, and that's what made it rise. Says the Torah, you may not own se'oil wherever, anywhere in your country, for 7 days. And back to the topic of Korban Pesach, Rashi has two pshatim in the second half of the pasuk. We'll go with the first pshat, we'll see Rashi in the second pshat. In the first part of Rashi, referring to Korban Pesach, v'lo yolim min habosor asher tizbach bo erev b'yom rishon laboiker. The Korban Pesach that you shecht b'yom rishon, a bit confusing, but this b'yom rishon is not the first day of Yom Tov, namely Tesvov Nisan. As we know, we don't shecht the Korban Pesach on Tesvov Nisan. It's shechted on Yudalid Nisan. Bayim Rishon over here is referring to Yud Dalid Nisan. We find this elsewhere also, as it says, Ach Bayim HaRishon Tashbisu Seir Mibateichem. You gotta get rid of chametz. When did you get rid of chametz? On the first day of Yom Tov? Of course not. On Yud Dalid. There also we see that Bayim HaRishon is referring to Yud Dalid. And that's what it's referring to over here. Don't leave over from the meat that you shechted in the afternoon of Bayom HaRishon, which is on your Dalid, that's the Korban Pesach, Laboikel, the Isser Noiser, don't leave it over to the morning. That's Rashi's first shot in the Pasuk. We'll see Rashi in his second shot when we get there. Says Rashi, V'lo yolim min habosor asher tizbach bo erev, Bayom HaRishon Laboikel, Azhoru lemoisir bepesach doirois. This is the law the Loisa say, don't leave over for the Kom Pesach, for Kom Pesach in generations to come. We have a posuk of noiser bepesach, but lefishalei nemar lebepesach Mitzrayim. That din of noiser and Parshas Boi was said only by the Pesach they brought in Mitzrayim. How do I know that Pesach in future generations, there's also an iser noiser? That's our posuk. Rashi is aware of the problem. It says Bayim HaRishon. Bayim HaRishon usually means the first day. The first day of what? Pashtus of the 7 days that it spoke about at the beginning of the posuk, which is Tesvav Nisan. Says Rashi, no. Bayim HaRishon amu kan hu arba oso ben Nisan. How, where else do we find that Bayim HaRishon means Yudala Nisan? Kmo dat omar, ach Bayim HaRishon tashbisu sayim v'teichem. There clearly means on Yudala. Since we stopped talking about the Korban Pesach, we spoke about it in Pesach Beis, Vesavachto Pesach, and then we started moving on to Matzah 7 days, soil for 7 days. Therefore, Hutzach Lefarish Beis Zicha Umazir. The Torah has to be very specific. What korban are we talking about? Shem kosav, if the Torah would not have written Bayim HaRishon, and it was simply right, without the words Bayim HaRishon, I would make a mistake. And I would think, maybe the Torah is talking about the Shalmi Simcha, that you shecht a whole 7 days of Pesach. And on that, the Torah is telling you, you shecht an afternoon, make sure to finish it by the morning. You only have a day and a night to eat it. But that's not true. We know that a korban shlomim could be eaten for 2 days and a night. In order to clarify that, the Torah adds in the words to tell us, we're not talking about a shlomim over here. We're talking about a korban pesach that's shechted on Yudalid, nicknamed by the Torah over here with the words Bayim HaRishon. There you only have until the morning. Dovoracher, a second shot of Rashi, the Pesach is not talking about a Korban Pesach at all. Chayr Rashi needs a second shot because to say that Bayim HaRishon is referring to Yudalid is a bit of a doichak. And therefore says Rashi, Dovoracher b'chagiga asar b'osar akosu medaber. We're talking about the Chagiga brought on Yudalid. Rashi mentioned it before on the words Bokor and Pesach Beis. That's what we're talking about. The Torah is telling you that that chagiga brought on Yudalid can be eaten for 2 days, namely Yudalid and Tezvav and the night in between. The word Bayim HaRishon over here, according to this pshat, says Rashi, it's talking about the simple reading of the word, the first day of Yom Tov. How does the posuk flow? The chagiga that you shechted in the afternoon of Yudalid, don't let it stay over the entire first day of Yom Tov until the morning of the second day, the morning of Tezayin Nisan. Namely, make sure to finish it by the first day of Yom Tov at the latest. It can be eaten on Yudalid and on Tezvov. That's what the Gemara Psochim learned Pshat in this Pasuk. So either it's talking about a Korban Pesach and Bayim HaRishon is referring to Yudalid Nisan, or it's talking about Chagiga brought with the Korban Pesach and Yudalid, and then Bayim HaRishon is talking about Tezvov. Posuk, hey, lo yisuchal lizboech es haposach be'achad shorecho asher adoino yaloyhecho noisein eloch. You may not shech the Korban Pesach in one of your cities that Hashem is giving you. Ki im el ha-mokoim asher yivchar adoino yaloyhecho l'shakein shemoi shom dizbach es ha-pesach bo'orev kevo yashemesh mo'ed tzeisecho m'mitzroyim. Rather, the only place you could bring Korban Pesach is the place Hashem will choose to settle His name there. At the beginning in Shiloh, and later on in Yerushalayim, There and only there may Yosher to come Pesach Bo'erev, namely in the afternoon of Yud Dalet Nisan. And then Kevoya Shemesh, when the sun sets by night, that's when you eat the Korban Pesach. And you must eat it by the morning. Once comes the morning, it becomes Noisar, and that's when you have to burn it. The Torah is telling you three different times. Bo'erev mishayishoyis ulemalo from chatzuyis anan zvocheyu, that's when you shecht it. Ukevoya shemesh by night tichleyu. Umoyetzeischo atosurfeyu, that's when you burn it. Kloima, nasa noiso, viyoitze lebeisa seifo. Now she's saying kloima because you don't actually burn it. You're not allowed to burn kochim on yomtif, but the point is that's when it's meant for burning. The actual burning will only take place on tezayin niso. Pozuk zayin uvishalto ve'ochalto b'amokoy mashoyim v'char adoyno yaloyecho boy ufoniso v'aboy kervo lachto le'oy holecho. The word uvishalto sometimes means cooking, but we know kom Pesach must be tzli'esh, must be roasted. And that is because bishul in the Torah includes also tzli, roasting, but it must be roasted. And you shall eat it in the place that Hashem will choose. Namely, when it was in Shiloh, we saw that Kochim Kalim Necholim B'chol Aroye. You could eat it in any one of the mountains around Mishkan Shiloh, that you could see the Mishkan. And once they got to Yerushalayim, it has to be Lifim Nechoyim. You must sleep overnight on Moitzoy Yom Tif. Leil Tezayin, you must sleep either in around Shiloh or in Yerushalayim. And then in the morning, you can go home. Says Rashi, Uvishal Dozeh Utzli Eish. Roasted. Shafu kori bishu. Ufonisa vaboikel lebokir shel sheni. Second day Pesach. Melame sheton lino. Lailo shel mitzvah yomtif. You must sleep overnight. Mitzvah yomtif. And that is why the Torah tells you. Ufonisa vaboikel. In the morning. Second day yomtif. Then you can go home. Posuk ches. Sheishes yomim tichal matzois. Uvayoy mashevi'i. Atzeres ladoino yaloi hecho. You shall eat matzos for 6 days, and Rashi will ask the stira we saw above 7 days. And on the seventh day, atzeret Hashem Elokecho, a day that you hold back from working, do not do any melacha. Says Rashi, sheishes yomim toichal matzos. Frekt Rashi a stira. Shivas yomim. So what is it? Is it 6 days or 7 days? And with Rashi two terutzim. Teret number one, Shiva mina yoshon v'shisha mina chodosh. 7 days you could eat matzis from the old grain. But 6 days, namely from Tes Zayin Nisan and on, you could eat matzis from the new grain. Since we brought the Korban Oimer on Tes Zayin Nisan, which is Matir the Chodosh, and that's the differentiation between the seven and the six. So according to the first teret of Rashi, the 6-7 has nothing to do with the matzah per se. And let's do it a different topic, the Isra of Chodosh. Well, then you know that six of the 7 days of Pesach, you could be eating matzah from the new grain. The second Torah, the Dorachel, has directly to do with the mitzvah of matzah. This discrepancy teaches us that limeid al achilatz matzo she'ino choivo. The first thing is, before the stira, in Posuk Ches, we see that the seventh day, there is no mitzvah to eat matzah. What does the pasuk say? Eat matzahs for 6 days, and on the seventh day, sounds like there is no mitzvah to eat matzah. The only mitzvah we have is atzeret Hashem Elokecho. Don't do malach. That's the first step. Next step, umikana tolomeid l'sheishes yomim, and from here we learn out to all 6 days that there ill also is no mitzvah to eat matzah. There's no chiyuv to eat matzah. Sharei shvi bichlal hoyo. Shvi, the seventh day of Pesach, was included in the klal, the general klal of Shivas Yomim Teichal Matzis. And in our pasuk, what do we see? V'yotzo min haklal lelamed she'ein achilas matzah v'yichoivo el rashus. Our pasuk tells us that no, there's something different about the seventh day. Because you said, for 6 days eat matzis, and the seventh day is Yom Tif. So that means the seventh day is being taken out of the klal, of the 7 day eating matzah, and it's telling you, no, you don't have to, it's a reshus. We have a klal. One of the limudim that we learn out things in the Torah, called Tovo Shei Bechlal, something that was part of the rule. V'yotso min haklal, left the rule. That's the seventh day. We learn out, V'loy lelamed an atzma yotso, elelamed al klal kulo yotso. It's not just coming to exclude itself, it's coming to teach you something about the entire klal. Because we know that the klal is 7 days are one unit. Mashvi reshus, av kulam reshus. Just like the seventh day is not a choivo, it's reshus, like we saw in Pasuk Ches. That teaches us all 7 days have the same din. Chutz milaylo rishon shehakosu kvoy choivo. Except for the first night of Pesach, of course, which the Torah says is a choivo. As it says, shenema bo'erev toichlo matzo, is there, we must eat matzah. But for the rest of the days of Pesach, it is a reshus. Atzeres l'shem lekecha. Rashi has two pshotim in the word atzeres. Either it means atzir atzmecha min ha-melocha. Hold yourself back. Stop yourself from doing melocha. Davar acher, knufyo shel ma'achol o'mishte loshen natzor no'oisach. A gathering. You get together. You get together with your family and friends, and you have a seuda with ma'achol o'mishte loshen natzor o'isach. Meaning, it's also a certain stopping yourself, holding yourself back from leaving the house. Namely, you're all together in the house eating and drinking. Pasuk tes shivah shavuos tispor loch miochin lechamish ba'akomot ochin lispor shivah shavuos. Count 7 weeks from when you start harvesting the komo. Komo is the stalks of the grain. Chelmesh is the sickle from when you start harvesting. And that is with Ktziras Ha'oimel, that's the first harvesting we do. From the second day Pesach, Tochen Nispa, Shiva Shavu, you start counting 7 weeks. It says, Rashi Mi'ochel Chomesh Ba'komo, Mishe Niktzar Ha'oimel, Shu Reishi Zakotzil. Before, you're not allowed to cut things before the Oimel. This is the first thing you're harvesting. From then, you start counting 7 weeks. Posuk Yudev Ve'osi Isoch Hag Shavu Ois Ladoino Yeluyecho Misat Nitvas Yodokho Asho Titein Kasho Yivorechecho Adoino Yeluyecho. And at the end of those 7 weeks, make a Yomtiv of Shavuos for Hashem. The Yomtiv is expressed by bringing Korbonos. How many? What is the amount? Misas? Amount? Nitvas Yodokho Asho Titein. Whatever your generosity is, which should be contingent with however much Hashem has blessed you. Says Rashi, Misas Nidvas Yodecho. Dei Nidvas Yodecho, Hakoi Lefi Brocho. According to what the generosity of your hand, according to what Hashem has blessed you, Hoveshal Misimcho Vekadesh Kurim Lecho. That's how many Shlomim you should bring on this Yom Tov of Shavuos. And bring a lot of people, according to what you could afford, according to what Hashem has blessed you. V'somachto lifnei Adonino Eloheicho, ato uvincho uviteicho, ve'avdecho ve'amoseicho, ve'alevi asher bishorecho, ve'ager, v'yosoyim ve'almono asher bekirbecho, b'amokoyim asher yivchar Adonino Eloheicho, l'shaken shemoi shom. And you will or you shall rejoice in front of Hashem, you and your son and your daughter and your slaves and your maidservant and the Levi in your cities. You should invite them also. The Ger, the Yosem, and the Almana, all these are generally poor people. Where should you do all this rejoicing, these korbonos? In the place that Hashem will choose to settle his name, originally in Shiloh, and eventually in the Beis HaMikdash in Yerushalayim. Says Rashi, V'alevi, V'agir, V'ayosem, V'almono. Those are the four poor. Arbo sheli, keneged, arbo shelcho. Those poor are mine. I'm asking you to support them. Keneged, your four. Bincho, V'itecho, Avdecho, V'amosecho. Imato, M'semeche, sheli, my poor ones. Ani, M'semeche, shelcho, I'll be M'semeche, yours. Posuk Yud Beis v'zochalto ki evedo yisal b'mitzoyim v'shomato v'osizo es achukim ho'eile. Remember that you were a slave in Mitzrayim, and therefore make sure, be careful to keep and do all of these chukim. Says Rashi v'zochalto ki evedo yisal al menas kem petisicho. On this condition, I redeemed you out of Mitzrayim. Shetishmo v'tase es achukim ho'eile. That you keep these chukim. Posuk Yud Gimel Chag Asukoi Tase Lecho Shiv'as Yomim Be'ospecho Migonecho U'mikvecho. Make a Yom Tov of Sukkos for 7 days. When you gather in your grain and your wine or your grapes. Says Rashi, be'ospecho bizman ha'osif, when you gather, shatomachnis lebayis peiros hakayitz, when you bring into the house the produce after you harvested it between Pesach and Shavuos, but then it's moist. If you take it into the storage house, then it will get moldy. You got to leave it out in the field to dry, and come Sukkot time, that's you bring it into the house, to the storage houses. That is the pshat in be'ospecho. Dovorachel, Rashi makes a drash out of the word be'ospecho. Be'ospecho megonecho meikvecho limei shemesakrin es asuka b'fsoiles gurim v'yekev. From here we learn out what must you use as schach for your sukkah with the leftovers of the gurim of the grain, namely the straw, and the yekev of the grapes, namely the branches of the vine. That's what you use as your schach. Posuk yudaled v'somachto b'chagecho Atov incho vitecho ve'avdecho ve'amosecho ve'alevi ve'ageyo ve'yosoyim ve'ho almono asho bish'orecho. And you will or shall be happy on your yomtiv, you, your son, your daughter, your slaves, your maidservants. And don't forget about the Levi, the geyo, the yosem, and almona in your cities. Join them in your simcha. Bring them along. Shiv'as yomim tochoig l'adoinoy Eloyecho b'mokoy mashi v'char adoinoy ki yivorechecho adoinoy Eloyecho b'choil tivuosecho u'v'choil masi yodecho v'hoyiso ach someyach. Celebrate a 7-day Yom Tov for Hashem in the place that Hashem will choose. At the beginning it was Shiloh, and later on in Yerushalayim in the Beis HaMikdash. Because or when Hashem will bless you with all your with all the produce and everything you do. V'ho'yiso ach someach. Rashi says the Pasha Pshat is, this is a havtocho, and you will be happy. Says Rashi, v'ho'yiso ach someach. Lefi pshutoi, ein ze loshen tzivoi, elo loshen havtocho. Lefi talmudoi, chazal uram from here, lomdo mikan, lerabo is leil yom tevo achoroin nesimcho. To be marbe, the leil yom tevo achoroin, leil shmini atzeres, and Kol Shekein Yoim Shmini Atzeres, who says Rashi in Sukkot, Kal V'Chomer, that Yochayev in Simcha. You need a ribui because it's not included in the 7 days that we're talking about over here. This is the 8th day. We have a ribui. V'Yisach Sumer. There also there's a mitzvah of Simcha. Posuk Tezayin Shalosh Shalosh Pyomim Bashono Yeirocho zechurecho es penei adoinoy Eloyecho b'makoy mashoy v'chor b'chag amatzois v'chag ha'shavuois v'chag ha'sukkos ve'lo yeirocho es penei adoinoy reikom. 3 times of the year, all your males should be seen by Hashem in the place that Hashem will choose. Mishkan Shiloi, and eventually in Yerushalayim, in the Beis HaMikdash. What are the 3 times of the year? Chag HaMatzos, Chag HaShavuos, and Chag HaSukkos. And when you come for Aliyah L'Regel, do not come empty-handed. Says Rashi, El Hovi Oilos Re'iyo V'Shal Mechagigo. Every year has to bring an Oilas Re'iyo and a Shal Mechagigo. Posuk Yudzayin Ishk Matnas Yodoi Kivirkas Adoino Yaloihecho Asher Nosan Loch. That is the minimum on Oilas Riyah Shal Mechagiga. But if Hashem has blessed you with more, so bring more, as much as Hashem has given you. Says Rashi, Ikim Ishkamant Nas Yodoi. Mish Yesh Le Oichli Meharbe Unechosim Merubim. If somebody has a large family and he's bringing along a lot of anim, he has a lot of eaters, and he also could provide to all of them. So Yavi Oilos Merubim Ushlomim Merubim. You have a lot of money, bring a lot of Oilos. You have a lot of eaters, bring a lot of Shlomim. Adkan Parshas Re'ei, let us chazer once more the 17 topics of the Parsha. Topic number 1, the brochis and the klolois that they're meant to place on Har Grizim and Har Evil when they get to Eretz Yisrael. Topic number 2, destroy all of the Avodah Zarah all over the place. Topic number 3, worshipping Hashem, Korbonis Hashem must be in one central place. You cannot bring Korbonis wherever you want, Issur HaBomos. Topic number 4, Besar Taivo, when you get to Eretz Yisrael, you don't have to bring a korban in order to eat meat. You can eat meat even without a korban. Topic number 5, do not be Oved Avodah Zarah in any way, and do not be Oved Hashem in the way that the Oved Avodah Zarah worship their gods. Topic number 6, a Novi Sheker, who tells you to be Eved Avodah Zarah. Topic number 7, Meisi Shumediach, someone convinces you to be Eved Avodah Zarah. Topic number 8, Iranidachas, the entire city is Eved Avodah Zarah. Topic number 9, Boni Matash Mashem Loitis Guidedu, not to scratch and not to rip out your hair when mourning. Topic number 10, Macholos Asurois. Topic number 11, Maisel Sheni, 12, Biur Maisrois. 13, Shmitas Ksofim. 14, Halvo and Tzedoko. 15, Ha'anoko. 16, Bechoyer Behema Toiro. And 17, Sholosh Regoli. I think it's important to note and notice the overwhelming amount of times that the Torah in our parasha uses the phrase Hamokoim Asher Yivchar Hashem, the place that Hashem will choose. Firstly, in the third topic, where the Torah tells us about the centrality of Avodas HaKorbonos, you may not do like the Eved Avodah Zarah wherever you want. Rather, one central place. Perek Yud Beis, Posuk Hei. Ki Mel Hamokoim Asher Yivchar Hashem Elokeichem Mikol Shivteichem. Losu Meshmo Yishom Leshichnei Sidr Shu Uvos HaShomo. Rashi says that's referring to Mishkan Shiloi. And then again in Posuk Perek Yud Beis, Posuk Yud Aleph. Rashi says that's referring to Yerushalayim. And then again in Posuk Yud Dalit, Kim b'mokim asher yivchar Hashem be'achad shvotecho. And then again in Posuk Yud Ches, b'mokim asher yivchar Hashem elokecha boi. And the next topic, the topic of Besar Taivo, in Perek Yud Beis, Posuk Chof Aleph, Kiyirchak b'mcho, ha'mokim asher yivchar Hashem elokecha losum shmoy shom. And again in Posuk Chovov, Rak Kodoshecho Asher Yihu Lechon Udarecho Tisa Uvoso El Amokoim Asher Yivchar Hashem. And later on, in the Aliyah of Chamishi, in the topic of Maisel Sheni, the Torah mentions it three times. Bamokoim Asher Yivchar Leshaken Shmoy Shom. And again, Ki Yirchak in Posuk Chov Dalet. Ki Yirchak Memcho Amokoim Asher Yivchar Hashem Olekecho Losum Shmoy Shom. Posuk Chov Hei. Vaolachto El Amokoim Asher Yivchar Hashem Olekecho Boi. And later on in the topic of Bechoyer Behema Tohiro, in Perek Tezvov, Posuk Chof, Lifnei Hashem Elokecho Teichalenu Shona Meshona, Bamokoim Asher Yivchar Hashem. And then the last topic of Sholosh Regolim, in Perek Tezayin, Posuk Beis, Bamokoim Asher Yivchar Hashem Leshaken Shmoy Shom, in Posuk Vov, Kim El Amokoim Asher Yivchar Hashem Elokecho Leshaken Shmoy, in the Posuk Zayin, Uvishalto Vachalto, Bamokoim Asher Yivchar Hashem Elokecho Boi. And again in Posuk Yud Aleph, Bamokoim Asher Yivchar Hashem Elokecho Leshaken Shmoy Shom. And lastly, in Perek Tezayin, Posuk Tezayin, Sholosh Pa'amim Mashono, Yeroe Kol Zechucho, Espnei Hashem Elokecho, Bamokoim Asher Yivchar. A total of 15 places throughout the parsha that the Torah is quite vague as to where is this place that we are meant to serve Hashem in Avodas HaKorbonos, one central place. So much so that the Gemara in Zvochim Daf Nun Dalet tells us that Shmuel Anovi and Dovid HaMelech had to go through a lot until finally they figured out where is this Hamokom Asher Yivchar Hashem. And the question I'll leave you off for your Shabbos table: why is it that the Torah is so vague? Why doesn't HaKadosh Baruch Hu tell us exactly where he wants that his name should be placed, where he wants the Beis HaMikdash to be? Why did the Torah leave it vague? B'mokom Asher Yivchar Hashem. Good Shabbos. Good Shabbos.